Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Ooh. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. As always, I want to hear from you, so break me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the number 646-929-2037. And I always say, if you're too scared to break me off a call, and it's not in your nature to just be calling folks just for the sake of calling, you can always email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, because I, of course, want to hear from you, your questions, comments, things you think that we can do better, things that you think should be discussed. I want to hear from you, dick@smoothdrama.com, as well as to keep up to date with what we're doing here at Smooth Drama. You can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device. Once again, to keep up with what we're doing here at Smooth Drama, you can text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411 so you can get the 411 from your mobile device. And on that note, happy to go and actually deal with a piece of mail that I did get earlier this week. It came from Christine N., who wrote, "Hi, Dick. I think that the topic of why people cheat is a good one. I don't think there is any one pat answer, but it is good roundtable discussion material. My opinion is that people just do not know what constitutes happiness. First of all, happiness starts from within. If you are happy with yourself, then you are happy with the universe and all its dilemmas. But people constantly look outside themselves for something to make them happy. Maybe a new, bigger, better house, a new car, a new man or woman, when all the time it is inside each of us. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, the good witch tells Dorothy, you had it in you all the time. You just couldn't find it until you lost it. Powerful statement. Well, that is my input. Have a great day." And I want to thank you, Christine N., for your input. Yeah, that's an interesting topic. That's a whole show within itself. And maybe we can get you to come on the show and be one of our round table experts. So I encourage you, Christine, keep listening and keep emailing, and we can come up with a day where we can do this Why People Cheat Relationships show. And I thank you once again for your email. And once again, anyone else, if you like to email, of course, it is dick@smoothdrama.com. No topic is out of bounds. You know, we're unedited, uncut, so it doesn't matter. Whatever it is on your mind, you can get it off your chest here. Chest, breast, whichever one you want to call it. And speaking of getting stuff off your chest or breaking things down, BP, I don't know if anybody's heard the good news, but supposedly BP finally has stopped the oil flow into the Gulf of Mexico. So we've been doing this since April, and they say, the tentative word, they say up to 184 million gallons. I'm a skeptic. I don't believe them. I think it's double that. But that's just me. I always think that if they put a number out there, you always double that shit because they put a quote-unquote high-low number out there to make it look big because when you say 184 gallons, people are like, oh, but I guess it's not that much. But, yeah, 184 million gallons. Supposedly, they've stopped it. I guess the 75-ton cap that was lowered onto the well earlier this week finally worked. Yay. It's about fucking time. It took y'all asses almost 3 months to shut the damn thing off. It should have took you 3 days. Or at best, 3 weeks. But I guess better late than never or something like that. I don't know. Now you got to deal with how are you going to clean up 184 million gallons of oil out of the Gulf of Mexico into every other waterbed down in that region. I don't think we've heard that plan yet. You know, so in between them cleaning up the region, which is going to take a minute, as well as, you know, handling the environmental damage that's going on down there, you also have to deal with all the people that are down there cleaning up and getting sick, which is a whole nother crisis, which we'll probably be talking about a decade from now, and how all the birth defects down there in the Gulf region and mutated animals and the destruction of the ecosystem, which we talk about over and over again. I mean, this is just, I guess you want to say it's good news. It's good news for BP because their stock went up 8% after they made the announcement. Yay for BP. To hell with everybody in the region, but yay for BP. They finally fixed what they were supposed to fix in the first place, which shouldn't have broken in the first place. But I guess accidents happen, but 3 months, really? We supposed to rejoice this? I guess it's good news. I'm still not going to eat no seafood from down in that region. It's just a damn shame. But I do have some good news. I got some more good news for everybody. If you're out there, and this is one of those, the internet is mirroring life or whatnot in a whole totally, I don't know if you want to call it racist or whatever type of way. Vaseline has issued a skin whitening application for Facebook. You know, in India, of all places, which enables users to make their skin whiter in their profile pictures. You know, I guess the software was designed to promote Vaseline, which has a skin lightening cream for men. Yes, it's a huge market. It started with the late great Michael Jackson and other notable whitening celebrities, Sammy Sosa. I don't know if anybody's seen Sammy Sosa lately, but I just Google an image of Sammy Sosa. He has been using, you know, call it skin lightening cream. He says it's skin rejuvenation cream. They as what it does. It lightens your skin. It gives you that pale vampire-ish look that seems to be hot right now. Everybody want to look like a vampire. I'm going to stick with my melanin. I'm cool with my melanin lace skin. It's been working good for me so far. No tears, none of that other stuff. I'm going to stick with it. I know it ain't really all that popular, but I'm good. I'm all right with it. But anyway, Vaseline set the software out there and made it a Facebook application to mirror its products that they actually have. I mean, I guess it's big over in India. But now, for those of you who think your pictures may be a tad too dark, you can lighten them up, courtesy of Vaseline. Yeah, it used to be this was it was Vaseline, but now there's also the cosmetic giant Imani launched Fair and Handsome. And then Garnier, L'Oreal, and Nivea have gotten into it too. So if you're looking for some cream, you know, not that cream that Prince was talking about, but if you're looking for some cream to lighten you up so you can get that that vampire-ish effect, they got you covered. Vaseline intensive care helps the healing begin. Wasn't that the commercial? Somehow I'm not thinking it's any healing, but oh well. And speaking of healing, Tiger Woods, not only did he have to give out $100 million. I mean, at first they were talking about he may have to pay his wife $750 million. I guess he should feel better because he only had to pay $100 million, which the 5 years they were married equals out to, for those of you who know a little bit of math, $20 million a year. Yeah, $20 million a year. And that's not counting the child support, I guess. But I'm thinking with $100 million, I'm thinking the lifestyle she was accustomed to, I believe that's the argument, that the whole lifestyle you're accustomed to, you get to live it. I'm thinking with $100 million, she'll be all right. I don't think she'll be suffering that much, but it could be me. Anyway, that's not even his only problem. I mean, not only did he have to worry about the whole $100 million to his wife, I mean, I guess it's not a real worry when you're damn near a billionaire, but I'm sure it's writing that check wasn't the easiest thing he's ever done, or favorite thing that he's ever done in his life. Well, we know what the favorite thing, we're not going to go there. He was also interviewed by the feds. This guy that he worked out with, Anthony Galea, who distributes, is being charged with the distribution of human growth hormone. My diction is off tonight. Imagine that, Dick's diction is off. And I guess it wasn't really anything serious. I guess they just wanted to talk about it because he had been treated by this doctor who is coming up on charges. He's a Canadian doctor. He's coming up on charges for the distribution of human growth hormone. I guess it was a formality, whatnot. You know, sometimes these officers of the goddamn law like to pull famous people in, so it gives their case a little bit more juice. I don't see, if you're not saying that he did anything or was part of the ring, why would you even bring him in or even publish or publicize that you're bringing him in? It makes no sense. Tiger Woods, in the news, and not in a good way. You know, mistakes will kill you. And on that note, we don't take a commercial song break. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Immortal Technique. Mistakes.
No, living this type of life makes you going faster than you expect to move by. Fuck around and be in your late 20s feeling like an old man and shit. Yeah, real funny. It's hard to breathe and hard to run when your lungs blacken. Coughing up blood like, what the fuck happened? Raising my risk of cancer's the answer, homie. But after the break, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to breathe and hard to run when your lungs blacken. Coughing up blood like, what the fuck happened? Raising my risk of cancer's the answer, homie. But after drinking something, it's nothing like puffing a bogey. Now I could blame the same product placement in the movies or the commercials, a Scarface and a jacuzzi. But now I'm living it. Damn, I should've never took that first cigarette. I fucked up like your girl was riding on top of me. I should've took it to trial and never copped a plea. But this ain't a Christian nation, motherfucker, please. America never taught me to turn the other cheek. Cause I'm from Harlem, the north of Manhattan. We knock niggas out and make them bounce like Ricky Hatton. But wildin' on the corner got me turned back from the Canadian border. I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break a heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping. It wasn't if I could've made her life different.
I joined the army looking for money to go to college, but they ain't pay me a quarter of what they fucking promised. Extending my tour, treating me like a sucker. That's the reason officers get fragged, motherfucker. Don't give me teachers on how you respect and you love me. With no body armor and a lightly armored Humvee, my family's lonely. And you want me to reenlist for 30 grand, homie? No. Yeah. When I was young, I got signed to a record label. The deal looked so good when it was on the table. The paid for my cable, cribs, cars, and jewelry. The studios, the women, it's nothing they wouldn't do for me. Except stop screwing me for publishing and royalties. How the fuck are you my dog when there's no loyalty? Word to the street, I should've gone independent like Immortal Technique. Yeah, some people learn from mistakes and don't repeat them. Others try to block the memories and just delete them. But I keep them as a reminder they not killing me. And I thank God for teaching me humility. Son, remember when you fight to be free, to see things how they are and not how you like them to be. Cause even when the world is falling on top of me, pessimism is an emotion, not a philosophy. Knowing what's wrong doesn't imply that you're right. And it's another when you suffer to apply it in life. But I'm no rookie, and I'm never gonna make the same mistake twice, pussy.
Together you gotta be smooth,
smooth. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Once again, as always, I want to hear from you. Call number 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number 646-929-2037. And you email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, if you got something you want to say. Or you can come to our chat room and drop a question and I will, of course, read it. We can talk a taste on it. Just a little taste on it, anyway. Speaking of talking a taste on it, learning. You know, everybody's talking about learning. We got to go out there. We got to get re-educated because the job market's not that good. Well, you can get a job at Walmart, and you can earn college credit. Yep, Walmart has a lifelong learning program where you can work at Walmart and, I guess, earn credits starting by 2012, as is estimated that through Walmart's program, the lifelong learning program, 70% of Walmart's staff will be in jobs that are eligible for free credit. Now, I'm curious as what the hell you do at Walmart that you can get college credits for. I mean, you know, maybe you say, oh, I do some spreadsheets at work, like accounting. I'm thinking cashiering and stocking. There's no degrees that they would necessarily, I think it's funny, you know, the whole work experience part, I understand that, but the Walmart, I mean, you're encouraging people to work at Walmart so that you can get college credits, and really? I don't know. I mean, and so is this something that's just stuck with Walmart? Does it transfer over to, you know, I mean, of course, we know there are a lot of people in the United States, different corporations, companies you work for. Now, you're going to have these lawsuits, people saying, well, I should be able to get college credits for all the work that I put in at such and such job. I worked here 10, 15, 20 years. So I get 20, 30 credits going towards my bachelor's. I mean, is that the direction we're going in? I don't think that's a good idea. I could be wrong. You know, I could be right. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what people think about it. You know, if you got an opinion on it, holler at me. I'd love to hear it. I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, I'm not against education. You know, of course I'm for education. I think that when you stop learning, it's when you die, quite honestly. You know, every day is a learning experience. So you should be learning all the time. And I'm for people educating themselves and being educated. But at the same time, working at Walmart to get college credits. I think I'm feeling that move there. But that's just me. I've been wrong before. I've been right before. So I'm curious what other people think about it. I know that there's some education that needs to happen in the Cleveland area. You know, I hate to keep talking about this whole LeBron James situation. It's kind of silly. I mean, we know if you've been on Earth in the United States, you turn on TV, radio, whatnot, you know that Miami Heat. Look, LeBron James made the announcement and joined the Miami Heat last week, and where he was blasted by his former boss / owner, Dan Gilbert, for which he was fined $100,000. Well, the people in Cleveland offered to pay the $100,000 fine for Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wonder what's wrong with people. You know, why would you even think about, consider paying for a billionaire fine? See, this is where the whole lack of education comes in, because obviously y'all don't know math in Cleveland. Because if you did, you would know that you, as thousandaires, don't make as much money as a billionaire. I understand supporting your team, I guess. You know, I'm a sports fan, but I'm not trying to foot the bill for no billionaire. I mean, it's bad enough that you actually pay for stadiums out of your pocket. You know, I've been talking about that forever and a day, how that should not happen. You know, that's the dumbest shit ever. Why am I paying a rich guy to watch his team play? It's entertainment for me. You want to entertain me, you build a damn stadium, and if your team is good, I'll come check you out. Why should I pay for it? I've never understood that, but, you know, I guess sports is more important than everything else, because, as we know, people will pay money. They'll pay that tax to keep their sports team in town, but, you know, we'll kill each other and wrestle each other to death over poor people getting health benefits. But we're not going to go there. What we're talking about here is the fact that people want to pay the fine for a billionaire. Dan Gilbert is a billionaire. People in Ohio, listen and think about it. I know you're mad at LeBron because LeBron did what? LeBron did the cardinal sin of rising up from a difficult situation. Let's look, keep it in focus here. LeBron James, the product of a single mother in the hood, reported crack mother, in and out of everywhere. What does he do? Rises up, you know, takes care of himself, becomes a star, takes care of his mother. He's not out there committing no crimes. He's not out there robbing folks, beating you upside the head, none of that shit. Not selling that shit out there on the streets, none of that. He played ball, parlayed his talents into a $1 million contract. Now, for some of you hypocrites out there who talk about the loyalty and all this other shit, like you've been at the same job all your life, when you know goddamn well that somebody offered you $5 more, shit, not even a dollar an hour more somewhere else, you're probably out of there. So you're mad at LeBron James for doing what you would do. And you can talk that loyalty shit all you want. I'm not feeling y'all, because y'all lying. When it was a whole lot of money on the line, yeah, there may be a 0.0001% that may say loyalty over the money, but really, no. You'd be lying. Not only to me, but to your damn selves, if you're going to say, oh, yeah, it's okay. We really wouldn't do that. So, people of Cleveland, shake yourselves, man. Look, LeBron gave y'all a lot of years. I mean, you saw him in junior high. You saw him in high school. You had 7 great years. Cleveland on the map. Because Lord knows nobody else wanted to see the Cavs before LeBron start playing there. I promise you, the squad that y'all had back then with Darius Miles and shit. I can barely think of the scrub that was on that squad. Oh, shit. Smush Parker. I mean, it was a lot of scrubs on that team. The reason why you got the number one pick, which you parlayed into LeBron in the first place. So, don't hate on him. I know you're mad at him. He left your team, but still, move on. It's going to be all right. You know, people of Cleveland, put the guns down. Move the alcohol away from your lips. There's no need to go talk about doing drive-bys, none of that other shit on LeBron's old house. It's not going to do you any good. Leave him alone. And, hey, it's America. If you want to pay a billionaire's fine, even though he did say that if you want to give me money, you can give it to a kid's charity. You know, I guess that was a great display, whatnot, but you still not a good guy for doing that petty ass letter. You know, it's a big boy business. LeBron put a lot of coin into your pocket. Just be grateful. He had a good run, Cleveland. Move on. You can come back. Y'all might be good next year. Might. If not, start over. That's how it goes. You win some, you lose some. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial drop.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, 07 representative out of Orlando, Florida. And I'm with my dog, Smooth Drummer. That's right, we about to give you my new single, Swaggin' In and Swaggin' Out. We sweeping through the nation and taking over the world. Google me. Get on YouTube, Preacher MP, MySpace. Get on that Preacher MP, check me out. Yeah.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Jobs. Y'all know it's hard times out here. It's a lot of money not being made, supposedly. I find it hard to believe. But, you know, some folks say that, hey, the money is gone. America's in a recession. You know, we're having the big deal about the unemployment benefits and how they're going to be running out here at the end of the month. You know, it's a big deal. It's a lot of contention in the country. Now, there was one thing that came up, and it's kind of funny. You know, there was a new procedure where companies were doing credit checks for people applying for jobs. Now, obviously, you want a job so you can make some damn money in the first place. Makes sense to me. But, you know, and obviously those who, you know, are looking for employment may not have the best credit because they're unemployed or have been unemployed or have not made money, which is the reason why you want to go for a job in the first place. Well, had some good news this week. Oregon came out and banned job applicant credit checks. It's a good thing. You know, went into effect July 1st, and it prohibits employers from using credit checks as a part of their screening process. Now, out of 50 states, Oregon is only the third state to ban this practice. Hawaii, and Washington were the first. I think it's weird. No, not weird. I think it's a tragedy that we have credit checks for job applicants. Hell, they have credit checks to get into the military. What is that about? They'll throw out the technical mumbo jumbo. Well, if you're in debt, you could be approached to be a spy. But really, the guys with the bad credit, whatnot, the majority of them are swabbing decks or they're cannon fodder on the front lines. Those dudes are not trading secrets. They're trading Playboy and porno sites. They're not into this espionage. As we know it, espionage is happening on a higher level. I don't think they're walking up to little homie out of Alabama saying, "Can we get them secrets from you?" Nah. We know that, like, we just had a little spy switch with Russia. It's high-end people. It is never low-end people. It seems we have a problem here with, we always want to blame the little man, that, the guy that takes a dollar, the guy that's making a dollar. You never blame the guy that's making $1,000. You're always looking at the guy who makes a dollar. There's something wrong with that. I mean, that's what I was talking about and alluding to when I spoke on folks who side with an owner, a billionaire, who's made money off of all their backs. But you won't side with someone who can relate to you on your level because they've been where you've been. You wonder what people think when they go off on these tangents of getting at the little guy. I keep wondering why we attack the little guy, and where is that motivation? I mean, here in California, we have a governor that they voted for. I didn't vote for his ass. Larry Flint was who I voted for. I've said it over and over again. I think Larry Flint would have told us the truth, at least. And the bad thing about that actor that is our governor is supposedly he's not even getting paid. He's not taking a salary, because he was a rich man before he got in. So he's fucking up the state for free. Now, not only, I reported that not only is this, they're in the middle of a budget crisis here in California, like that's something new. We know, we hear that all the time. They haven't come up with the budget. Schwarzenegger and the legislatures are going back and forth, and, they even tried the whole, we're going to pay the state workers minimum wage until we get a budget passed. Not pay the people who can't get a budget done the minimum wage till we get the budget passed, but the little guy, the state workers. Make sense? No. Anyway, now he's talking about getting rid of the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction in order to streamline the government and cut out excess costs. It's a little known office. It's a nonpartisan elected seat. As with everything, it's going to take a two-thirds vote in the legislature to get it out. And in between then, we still don't have a budget. So while he's proposing all these things that are kind of irrelevant, I mean, because basically, if we think about it, all these positions are irrelevant anyway. I mean, obviously, there's something wrong when the people that we've elected, if you voted, if you didn't vote, I guess it doesn't matter, but you are part of the problem also, because when you start talking about on the local level, your vote does count. You know, your one vote could make a difference. Your 200 votes, your 200,000 votes that you don't use could make a difference on the local level. I mean, on presidential elections, that's a whole nother electoral college. You know, we don't want popularity contest elections going. And once again, that's a whole nother topic. But what we're talking about here is him talking about getting rid of positions, saying they're irrelevant, and we're saying, who cares? Pass a budget. If you want to cut something, cut the salaries of California legislatures who make over $170,000, which is more than everybody else in the United States. You want to cut there. I mean, it's not like they're working 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. They don't. I mean, legislatures all across the United States, Congress, you know, these dudes, they're not working hard. They're not working 40 hours a week. They might not even work 40 hours a year. You know what? I mean, as we know, a lot of them don't even vote on these bills. But there any outrage? No. You know, most folks don't care about that stuff. That shit ain't really important, Dick. Why are you even talking about it? You know, why you care about Schwarzenegger and him trying to get rid of some seat or whatnot? You're not on board with it, no way. I mean, what I'm saying is, should you care? I mean, as someone who lives in the United States, the taxes come out of your check. No matter what money you're getting, the taxes is coming out. Do you care about that? If not, I guess it's no big deal. I'm just saying that on some shit that we can control, you know, everybody talks about control and support your own, whatnot. I'm saying, why can't you put people in that care about us? Talk about mobilizing something to do something that help people like us, normal folk. And I consider myself a normal person. I think I'm normal. I smell normal when I bathe and put on deodorant. I guess. Anyway, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Do we care? Do people? I mean, we're at the point where the apathy is at an alarming rate, and we're talking about the joblessness, the outsourcing the jobs. Benefits running out, everything that can help regular ordinary people, you know, that all that stuff is being cut. You know, there's a recession because they're cutting your money. Billionaires aren't getting cut. I mean, the reason why we're in a real recession is because rich and wealthy people aren't spending their money with us. They're keeping it amongst themselves. That's what's happening. And they're fighting over money that they get from us. Y'all back? Do y'all care? You know, or have the so-called revolutionary independent spirit of the American people, has that died? Don't know. On that note, I'm going to lighten it up here. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by my boys, HISD, Never Die, from their album Summer Sessions.
Die like 007 heaven, back with brethren. The mix got niggas gas, unleaded. I'm super, leave them hanging like Mr. Cooper. Bullseye, X marks the spotlight, duper. The trooper, down for the cause, down to your draws. Ironically, your intros is naked with an ugly body. Mine's like a hottie with 20 minute Pilates. So fix your face like Oxy.
Watch me, hang from the same cross that they floss with. It's common sense how I resurrect spit when they said I was dead. I rose from the crown of thorns that adorn this art form, and save overexposed souls with goals in a new platform of rhymes and beats. Last supper, grab a seat, it's enough, we can all eat. I never die like when you play my speech on repeat. I repeat, I repeat, I repeat, I repeat, I
never die, should I never sleep? I need a nap, but sleep is so close to deceased. My man told you it's the cousin of death. Underwater, still holding my breath. Yeah, I go to war with my brothers on my right and my left. The district, killing drums, yeah, we marching the step. Stockpile weaponry, born steadily, born supremacy. For inches with no memory.
Oh no, here they come back with a sicker flow. Kill on contact, yes, that's them Negroes. Half haters, they got hot tips like Negroes.
Hell, better let them know.
Tell the voice call, buggin' on track. Here we go, roll call, summer school's in with a backspin. Shut them down with an arm fist if they laughing. Hold it down if you really serious about past. We ain't nasty.
Never die, shallow grave, 6 feet, but we roll 7 deep. Golden souls on the beat,
on the beat.
Classics for the peak, third day, ISD, back again, glad to meet.
When we meet, hit the street with the heat, on the grind, on the creep. I'm at beat with the fleet, I'm a star on the freak, with the track and the sheet, chemistry.
To the knees, independent spit, kickers malnourished and getting sicker. Go, go, lift up, gadgets they can't inspect us. They say turn the mix up, steppers put your kicks up. Lacing up the tracks with strings, no zipper.
But still, we rip up the track, go pick your we back, so sit up, who that them spit us? A, so we say hi, the S for the suspect, the D, so no disrespect, so you will get clean next.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. I got questions for you. You know, I like to ask questions, you know, issues that you think should be issues or should they not be issues? Should they happen? Should they not happen? I read about a billboard, New Jersey, suicide billboard. Route 22 in Hillsdale, well, not Hillsdale, Hillside, New Jersey. It says, my life, my death, my choice, finalexitnetwork.org. It was put up at the end of June. It's an organization that provides guidance to adults with incurable illnesses who want to end their lives. Some people are against it. Some people are for it. I mean, obviously, there's an uproar you think it should happen. You think that they had the right to put that billboard up? I don't know about anybody else's opinions on suicide. I mean, obviously, you know, you're committing suicide, whatnot. You have some issues, but when you talk about the elderly, you know, it's a whole nother you want to say ball of wax, whatever you want to call it, where you start talking about, all right, you got people who are in intense pain every day. And man, I remember I had my grandmother who was dying of cancer. She stopped the chemo. You know, she didn't want to prolong the pain. Now, some folks get indignant over that. I mean, you know, we've had a few instances where people were upset about whether or not people should stop the life support when individuals are brain dead or in comas and they've been in comas for years, whatnot, they're brain dead, they're in the vegetative state. You know, they're a line of people on this side saying, no, that shouldn't happen. Then you got a line of people on this side saying, yeah, it's right. How do you look at it? You know, there are some people who are in them situations. They say it's an individual case. I don't know. I've only been on one side of it, and it's not a good thing. I mean, it's a sad thing, obviously, when you talk about people who are in pain, and do you have the right to prolong their pain because it is their life? Do they have the right to dispense with their life as they choose? You know? Or, speaking of someone's life, a woman, a Washington jailer, police officer, posed for Playboy. She lost her day job. Do you think that's right? You know, we've had these situations where people have done Facebook postings, Twitter postings, whatnot. They've been fired or reprimanded by their jobs. You think it's right that your job can monitor what you do on your private time and if it doesn't affect what you do, the effectiveness of your job, should you be punished for what you do outside of it? I mean, is posing for Playboy or Playgirl, for that matter, a punishable offense, which means you lose your livelihood because some people don't agree with your lifestyle choices, you know? I'm big on this. I don't think that you should be able to legislate morality, because then we start talking about who's morality. You know, obviously, you know, that's a big deal. Some people think it's important. Some people think it's not. They like, oh, well, she pulls a Playboy. She's a hoe. But is she really? Did she do anything wrong? You know, I guess it depends. If somebody approach you, say, would you pose a Playboy? It's a yes or no proposition. You say yes, something wrong with you. You say no, something wrong with you. It's all in who's looking at it. But that's the question. You know, this is not a question here. This is an answer. We talk about the violence against women. You know, I'm big on the violence against women. You know, all over the world, you know, women are nothing. And you know, some folks will say, oh, you're soft for thinking about it like that, or you're trying to get some points or whatnot, but it's not about being getting points. It's, you know, it's about love and what's right. A smart guy once said, there are two people in this world. Those who think slavery was wrong because it happened, and those who thought slavery was wrong because it happened to them, and never the twain shall meet. So you decide where you at. Talk about a story here where a man was charged with assault after his pregnant girlfriend had to pass a note to the nurses saying that don't leave me alone with my boyfriend because he's striking me in the face. He's assaulting his pregnant wife as she's delivering their child. You know, I guess she's been trying to leave this dude for the last 18 months or so, but he will not accept it. You know, the police report said that he tried to shoot her and assault her on several occasions. You know, and a lot of times people talk about, you know, violence against women, and it's sad because it's like commonplace. It's no big deal. You know, what she do? You know, you hear about the angry woman. She was asking for it as far as rape goes. Remember, Bobby Knight made that dumbass statement talking about if rape is inevitable, just sit back and enjoy it. I mean, that's indicative of how people feel about women. And we're talking about women who give birth and bring life. And we talk about your woman, your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughter. I mean, women aren't important. I know James Brown's song is a man's world, but really? You know, and that's indicative of how we are nowadays. We're desensitized already to the violence, whatnot. You know, and we talk about the racism, the sexism. And, you know, where's the love? Why can't people be treated fairly and equally, for that matter? Something to think about. And if you're not thinking about it, don't think it's important, something is definitely wrong with you. But on a happy note, I don't know, is there a happy note? I don't mean to laugh, but wow. Sometimes I wonder about folks. When I hear stories like that, I wonder, am I part of the right species? When I say species, I'm talking about the human species. You know, because we be fucking up. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure hollering at you, and look forward to hollering at you again. Everybody, have a good night. Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama, and I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth.
lumber.